time now for Watch Your Eyes, a weekly program series to educate families on proper eye care, brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates in Rock Hill, providing optometric services and vision care products since 1963.
So, Dr. David Oliver, when people say lazy eye, they probably think one thing when really it means quite another.
Exactly, Banning. That is something that I talk about with every mother, every father that comes in on their kids because they get it messed up. A lazy eye is just an eye that cannot be corrected to 20/20 for various reasons. Sometimes it's because the eye turns in, and one eye stays turned in and the other eye straight, or it turns out. The medical term for that is amblyopia. So there is a term, one-eyed amblyope, where both eyes are straight, but for some reason that child has been missed in the screenings as they're growing up because mom and dad have good eyesight, and the kid doesn't know any different until he comes into an office and covers the good eye, and they kind of freak out. Well, I can't see that because it's been missed.
I've heard you all say before how important it is to get a child into the office just for a routine examination, just to see what is what, and the earlier, the better.
Correct. It's all about, obviously, family history has a lot to do with it. Any mother, father, or immediate blood relatives who have a known lazy eye, an eye that turns in or turns out, which is called strabismus, that child needs to get in by the time they're 12 months to 18 months old. Normally, we like to have them in by 24 months of age to find that child that has one good eye and one poorly seeing eye.
A routine eye examination at Oliver Eye Associates can do worlds of good for your child, no matter what their age is.
Correct. Helps with everything from there on out.
Dr. David Oliver, thank you.
Thank you, Benny.
Join us next week for Watch Your Eyes, brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates on Wilson Street in Rock Hill. We believe life is all about your vision.